I am Jeff Ado. This is Lunacy, where we discern the sacred from the insane and admit that whether we like it or not, we are all profoundly affected by the cycles of the moon. How? Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Day.
Okay.
And I'm wishing you guys a very Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? I hope you're having a good one. I don't know how yours is going so far. Mine's been weird. Let's start with that. Okay. First of all, it is a full moon outside, or at least it's burgeoning full moon or something like that, because my cats are totally freaking out. All right. They're going crazy, you guys. They're jumping all over the place. They're hissing at each other. They're running around like bandits. You know what I mean? Woke me up at 2:30 in the morning. And then I was like, oh God, I'm awake. I'm up, man. Let's go. You know what I mean? The moon wound. You know what I mean? The wound of moon. The moon woke me up and said, Jeff, it's time to get up and go, man. You got to go podcast. You got to do your thing. So I'm really happy to be with you this morning. You may have noticed that I have not been putting out podcasts the last couple of weeks. Yes, it's true. It is the holidays right now, and so I'm regrouping. But also, I've been planning a lot. So, you know, one of the things about the end of the year, the winter solstice, right, this time in our lives, and also this particular moon, to get on that subject, is that it's a real time for reflection. It's a real time for taking a look back at what we've accomplished over the year, what we did right, what we didn't do quite so well is a nice way of putting it. You know what I mean? Well, you know, you could say what we completely fucked up. You know what I mean? You could say it like that. All right. I would sometimes. Where we set our course to and then where we veered off, you know, think about what you said you were going to accomplish in January. And here we are in December, at the very end of the year. So there's been a lot of reflecting and regrouping for this character. I write this guy right here. I grew my beard out. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see, you know what I mean? I got a lot of white in my beard. There's still some red here in the mustache, all right? You know what I mean? But it's very speckled. I colored it, you know, to make myself look old and more wizened. I didn't color it. God colored it, all right? Big time. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I've been working on what's coming up next, looking at what I've accomplished over the last year and what I'm creating for 2024, and really allowing myself to not be judgmental about that, which, as I'm sure you could probably attest, is that's challenging. You know what I mean? It's really hard to look at your mistakes and where you effed up and be like, oh, no, that's okay. No big deal. We're going to just do it better next year. In particular, coming clean about things, I could have done a lot of better job of social media and publicity for myself. I did okay at times. I did good at times. And at other times, I just completely failed, including in the last several weeks. And so that's something I have to look at. What's my plan going forward? What am I going to do? And it sounds silly because it's like, well, that's your social media. What difference does that make? But in this case, as a singer-songwriter, as a podcaster, as an actor, as a dude, you know, who's in the entertainment business, you know what I mean? It's critically important, all right? People look at your social media figures to figure out if you're worth hiring for stuff, you know what I mean? Also, it's an indication of how far you've reached people, you know what I mean? How you've connected to people. And so that's been something that's been lacking or inconsistent, if you will, over the last year. It's something I commit to making much more consistent and building some team around where I'm actually in charge and doing the things. So that's one of my commitments at this end of year. Also, and I'm really super excited about this, I have been recrafting and reshaping what Lunacy looks like in 2024. And you guys, it's going to totally kick ass. All right. It's going to be rock solid. You're going to be like, oh my God, this show, this Lunacy show, it's just completely transformed everything for me. Or not. I don't know. but the intention is big. I've raised the level of intention, and also the structure is going to be existent. you know, this last year has been a lot of fun, a lot of experimentation, a lot of really great people have come on this program. I'm so fortunate to have so many great guests sharing their love and their wisdom and their perspective. And next year will be more of the same of that, but it'll be more focused. So what we are creating for next year is Lunacy Community. And that's going to be awesome. Over the last several months, I've been working with a very dear friend of mine on building Lunacy Community. And you might ask yourself, what the fuck is Lunacy Community, Jeff? What is that? What are you talking about? All right? What are you saying here? Lunacy Community will be an online space where there's a free version where, you know, you can access all the podcasts, all the show notes, potentially the transcriptions. We're working out the kinks on whether or not that's possible. And you'll be able to explore video and audio. You'll also be able to connect with the guests that I've had in the past. Moving forward into the future, there will be also special offerings that will be only in Lunacy Community, like extras, bonus episodes, behind the scenes, Q&A with people that I speak with, offerings that they have, ways that you can connect more with them. But also it's going to be an online space where you can actually get involved yourself. If the mission is to manifest harmony between each other and the planet, then there is no reality to that mission without your participation, without you getting involved. Now, that can just look like what it is right now for you. You're listening to the podcast. That is participatory because you are allowing whatever it is that me and my guests, the people that I bring on the program, to affect you and your consciousness and affect your thoughts. And then that has a ripple effect on everyone that you encounter and how you live your life and how you operate, right? Hopefully that includes you operating more from love, from a space of love. Hopefully that includes you facing your fears more, coming from courage, right, in your life. That's the intention, right? That also fosters harmony. Harmony is not just granted. Harmony must be worked for. It must be earned. Any musician, particularly improvisational musician, will know that when harmony's off, it is stinky. It sounds real bad. Okay, until you write it again, until you get it on, until you work for it, until you get it on. You know what I mean? Get it on like Donkey Kong. You know, whatever the hell that means. I don't know how we got into this sexual innuendo territory, but I'm a little disgusted by it. We're gonna go back. Harmony, when it gets off. I can't even get off. You can't even get away from it. All right. Harmony, when it doesn't work, it really stinks. So hopefully this program is a way that you are able to achieve more harmony in your life, that you're able to look at that more in your life, and harmony with other people. I know it certainly is that for me, and that's why Lunacy for me. Also, it's a way for me to contribute and be of service to you and to me and to the guests that I encounter, helping them tell their stories, helping them give their medicine, their offerings, whatever it is that they have to give, that's going to be of value to you, to us as a community. So the Lunacy Community is that. It is a way for us to collectively achieve more harmony. It'll be a lot easier for you to get in touch with me. It'll be a lot easier for you to interact with other members of the community. You can create your own profile. You can post. There's going to be daily themes that are going to ask you if you want to share insights that you have about considering a certain prompt for the day, each day of the week. And every month is going to have its own theme. And I'm really excited about this. It really clarifies the mission for me in a way that is much more palpable. And I really feel like it's going to do the same thing for you. So I'm just going to share a little bit from what we've created so far, just so you think I haven't been, you know, just whistling Dixie for the last several weeks. We have 12 monthly themes because there are 12 months of the year, And so if we had 13 monthly themes, that would be really, I don't even know what we would do. You know what I mean? That 13th month. All right. That's like in Harry Potter land. You know what I mean? We can't even get there. I don't even know where that train car leaves from. You know what I mean? In between worlds. I don't get it. 12 monthly themes. All right. 12 monthly themes. Tongue twister time, you guys. 12 monthly themes. 12 monthly themes. 12 monthly themes. 12 month. All right, I'm going to stop now. January, here we come. Ready? Guess what? Reinvention. How do we reinvent ourselves really? Like really, really? Like really, really, really? Seriously, what does it mean to reinvent oneself in a way that redefines what we know as freedom, love, and power? How do we take the past and the lessons we've learned and plant those in a big heap with some manure and watch as the new me slash you grows? That's January. February, pushing your limits. Time to pull out the big guns and push our capacity. How far can we go? How do we create accountability and gracefully push past the inevitable crunchiness of going beyond what we thought was possible? Time to roll deep and rise up. March, deepening spirituality. This month, I'll be talking to some heavy hitters in the depths of spirituality. We will explore what spirituality actually means and how to de-religify our connection to whatever it is that created us. April, creating integrity, how to clean up the past and create a future and present of our own design. We will be talking to people who will let us know exactly what it means to honor your word versus keeping your word. They are not the same thing. Also, how to avoid the pitfalls of guilt, shame, and self-loathing that inevitably try to tag along with the cleanup. May, sex. This month, we'll be exploring sex. How to do it. Kidding. I assume you know that already. How to embrace sex as an act of honoring oneself and one's partner, the latest rules of consent, and how to laugh at yourself while in the act. We will be getting real about the issues pornography presents. We will be talking about how to self-pleasure as a way of honoring oneself. Wait, what? Yes, you heard that right. Finally, we will be getting into how to de-guilt and unshame ourselves about sex and return to the sacredness and innocence of the act. June, comedy, humor, how to laugh at your triggers and transform the world through humor. Included in this will be some tips on how to write stand-up, the basic rules for improv, and how to stimulate that part of us that just wants to giggle. July, intimacy. What the heck is it? Why does some part of ourself balk at the concept? This month, we will be exploring intimacy as it aligns with the near homonym into me you see, including how to actively listen to someone and honor them by truly getting them exactly where they are at in this moment. This is also a major secret on how to end conflict before it begins. August, speaking your truth. Time to rip off the filters or at least look at them consciously and choose how to communicate. Let's face it. Most of the time, we are full of it. How are you? Good. Really? Really? Come on. Let's start telling the truth and creating safe environments in which to do so. September, conquering fear. This month, I'll be doing a darkness immersion and talking to various people who have embraced courage as a defining value for their identity. How do we move beyond fear? How do we act in spite of fear? How do we rise above and use fear as a motivator rather than a shutter downer? October, reconciliation, atonement, and justice. This month, we will explore the need to reconcile ourselves with our past and atone for our missteps, how to forgive and recreate, how to grieve and release. Also, we will be exploring reconciling our history with those who have been genocidally massacred in the name of civilization, quote unquote, and progress, quote unquote. Is there a way to gracefully restore honor to those who have been dishonored for horrors that happened long before most of us were even born? November, celebration and play. This month is all about how to celebrate in a responsible yet unhinged way. How do we celebrate without getting schnockered? How do we celebrate for the sake of celebrating rather than as a way to numb ourselves from what's really bothering us? How do we declare from the highest rooftop, "Here I am, I'm me, and I'm happy. Watch out." December, gratitude. How to be thankful, even when you don't feel like it, especially then. This month, I'll be diving deep with some grateful experts on what it means to live a life from gratitude, how to manifest a personal gratitude practice, and how to identify the enemies of thankfulness. So those are the monthly themes for next year. And I'm really excited about that. All of my guests are going to fit into those themes in a way that really makes sense and uncover something more deep about each of those themes. And you, as part of the Lunacy community, will have an opportunity to engage in your own way and your own reflections. There's going to be some gamification in the Lunacy community. You'll be able to earn points by how much you post and how much you interact. Offerings that you will only be able to access through the Lunacy community. There will be accountability groups and all kinds of creations that the community devises that we create together to really empower each other and create greater harmony with ourselves and the planet. I'm really excited about all of this. I feel like it's a leveling up of the podcast. It gives us a greater opportunity to really sharpen our swords, to really interact in a way that's going to be valuable, to let go of things that are affecting each of us deeply, that have been bothering us for years, to really create more freedom, power, and love in the world, in ourselves and with each other, to manifest peace for ourselves and for our families and for our societies as well. Yep, so that's what I've been up to, you guys. I was going to post a podcast with my dear friend Vela Geary here at the end of the year, and it is so good that I'm saving it for the beginning of the year because it really falls into the category of reinvention. He really did reinvent himself. Vela is a Vietnam veteran, and he was in the thick of it. He was a grunt on the front lines, and he talks about that experience, how it affected him, and how he actually reconciled. And it's a really, truly, amazingly beautiful, transformative story. And I'm really excited to share it with you. It's powerful. And not only is it powerful, it's also a great example of how we can get through something that is like absolute hell, absolute actual hell. Like, I don't know if you believe in hell. I do believe in hell. I believe that hell exists on Earth, and I believe that hell exists in places like Vietnam in 1969 through 74. I believe that hell exists in the Congo currently. You know, I believe that hell for sure exists in the Ukraine right now and in Gaza and Israel. You know, it's wherever there's war, hell reigns. This is a story of someone who went through that hell and came out the other side and recreated himself, reinvented himself. And it's really beautiful. I'm really excited to share it with you. So look forward to that. It's a two-parter at the beginning of January. The other thing I wanted to share with you is I have just completed a season of Christmas caroling. So for the last 20 years, I've been doing this. I've been Christmas caroling with a company called The Voices of Christmas in Los Angeles. We go out in four-part harmony and sing soprano, alto, tenor, bass, two ladies, two men, dressed up in Dickens costumes at private parties and at restaurants all throughout Los Angeles and that area. And we're great. We're really great. We're held to a very high standard by Lisa, the company director and owner, and we're great. It's really great arrangements. It's an amazing experience. I wanted to share with you because I finished my season 2 days ago. I had my last gig on the 22nd, actually, so 3 days ago, and I'm sad having left that environment. I'm sad. It's, you know, anytime you have a concert, you finish a concert, like, or you finish a film or something or a project, you know, there's a celebration part and then there's like a big grieving thing. Sometimes it just like hits you like a truck. And this one really did. I was really bummed out yesterday. and I didn't know why for a long time. Like, I wasn't looking, you know, when you do that. I just wasn't looking. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just walking around in a bad mood. And eventually I was like, oh, maybe it's because of that. So let me explain why. Christmas caroling, you know, those songs have so much meaning and value to people. And it is a time of the year. This is a time of the year where family comes together, where magic becomes real, where gifts are given, love is shared. It's a magical time for everyone, really. And the songs, the Christmas songs, the carols, you know, they sing of transformation, they sing of divinity, they sing of the story of Jesus, they sing of his profound love that he had for people. You know, things that I'm really passionate about. Now, of course, I'm not trying to sell Jesus to you, all right? That's not what I'm doing here. I'm simply talking about the experience of singing these songs with people who have a very deep connection to that music in a way that is profoundly effective and healing. We sing a cappella and it's rich. It is so rich. I mean, there are certain times where we finish a song and I'm like, I'm blown away. And I'm one of the people singing. There is such a rich harmony. And also, you know, we talked about harmony earlier, I talked about harmony earlier. And I mentioned, you know, when it gets off, it's bad. And if you're singing in a four-part harmony, and I'm sorry to say, inevitably, it always happens. There's always a song or two or in a particular group where you start going out of key and you have to correct. And the whole group will usually drop down a step to match wherever it is that whoever it is. And you can't really ever tell. I mean, sometimes you can kind of tell who went off, right? Then you follow them until you get harmony again. And then once it sinks in, then it's great. But when it's off, oof. It's rare that that happens, but it does happen. And then we correct it so that it's, you know, so that it sounds good again. Also, we're always in different groups. You know, there's 78 carolers in this company, and we go around, we sing in different pairings and different groups every night. So it's typically never the same group. As a performer, I have never, in any other performance art, acting on stage, on film, singing at concerts, etc., I've never experienced more love directly than from Christmas caroling. I mean, you watch people cry while singing "O Holy Night," for instance. Or "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas," or the Christmas song, or whatever it is. People love it so much. Children, their eyes just light up. They are just bowled over by the magic that we bring, you know, with Jingle Bells or Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph. It is such a rewarding and gratifying and fulfilling experience. That coming away from that is like, oh, now I have to go back to just regular old life where people walk around and don't sing to each other and are grumpy. So I'm coming off of that experience feeling, quite a bit of like sadness for that. That's just kind of gone. But also so much appreciation for the fact that I have the talents and capacity, and that I worked hard to become a really great singer in that group, and that I'm able to give that gift. Like, I have so much appreciation and love for that art form, and I'm super grateful that I can do it. And I wish that there was more of that in the world during the whole year. And so that's one of my commitments for next year. As I said earlier, you know, this time, this Christmas time is for sure a time of family, and it's a time of celebration, but it's also a time where we look back on our year and we look to see what it is that we want to create in the new year, in the next year. And for me, one of the things that I want to create is a lot more performance of my music, a lot more performance related to acting and film,
Turkey Ted, if you guys have been watching him, you know what I mean? He's going to be coming at you big time, all right? Turkey Ted is a character that he's, well, I mean, I don't want to say too much, all right? But he's in deep with the turkey aliens, you guys. There are turkeys around, and they are from another planet, and they are trying to murder us because we have been screwing it up, you guys, big time. All right? Check it out, Turkey Ted.
So I'm creating, a lot more of that silliness for you and for myself. And I really want to take a stand. You know, I feel like this podcast is me taking a stand for having conversations that I feel strongly are really going to have a positive impact on you, on me, on our community as a whole. And I just want to take that to the next level. And that next level next year is Lunacy Community. And I'm really excited to share it. And I'm also really excited to be in more of a thematic universe where each and every show that we produce has a relationship to those themes so that we can actively look at how are we growing in those directions. I'm really excited to share this with you. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much it means to me that people actually listen to this. it really moves me deeply. And I really feel the love from you, and I want you to know that I love you. I really do. You know, I say that, I giggle a little bit because it sounds silly, because some of you I probably have never actually met. It doesn't matter. I love you. We're both living and breathing on this planet. Neither of us really knows what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? We're just trying to get through it, figure it out, be good people. And so I love you. I give my love freely. And I really appreciate each and everybody who participates, listens to this program. And I'm really excited to really bring it to the front lines, to create a new space for us to communicate and create together and see what we might be able to manifest jointly, you know, and individually, and create accountability and create like actual ways that we can really transform our lives and create higher levels of performance and higher levels of forgiveness and higher levels of grieving and higher levels of love in our lives. So thank you so much for playing this game with me. I can't tell you how much it means to me. And I'm super grateful. Much love to you. Look forward to Lunacy Community next year. Happy 2024.